Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Okay. Hola. Hello. Well, it's good to be back here in the States, and I just appreciate all the prayers that had went up for me and the concerns about the plane that crashed. You know, a lot of people was concerned about me being on that flight, but I do know a little bit about the flight because our professor that was with us, he knew some of the people that were on the plane, and it was a pastor and 15 married couples that went to us, was on their way to a marriage retreat, I believe it was, or coming back. But anyway, they were on the plane, so we had to stop and pray for them and the church over there, which will be about without a pastor today because of that crash. So, you know, we prayed for them, and, you know, and we just, you know, it was just amazing. The trip was good. The food was good, believe it or not. I told my wife, I said, I hadn't ate rice. How long we been married? 40, would be 40 years. And I hadn't ate rice in 40 years because I had it every Sunday growing up. So I said, when I get grown, I ain't eating no more rice. But I ate rice and black beans. So never say what you're not going to do, right? But anyway, it was good. God was good and the food was good. They had my favorite fish, so I was at home. But let me see. I have some slides that I'd like to share with you. If I can get this to operate. I'm not familiar with this electronic stuff here on this one. Let's see. I got the red light, and I need the green light, right? Let's see. Am I doing it right? Can you help me out, Pastor? Hey, if you help. That's what Peter said, right? Okay, there we go. Thank you, sir. This right here is the town where we stayed, which was Santiago, Cuba. And this is some of the stuff we stayed in front of this. This is not the motel we stayed in, but it was the one in front of it. So they was a little bit peculiar about taking pictures, so I had to guard myself. I couldn't do too much. Let's see if I'm going the right way. Okay. This right here, believe it or not, what's going on over in Cuba is this. The government controls everything. Okay. And believe it or not, this is a government taxi, which to us will be a dump truck. But believe it or not, they have benches in this, the government does, to transport people that are going to workplaces. So this is one of the taxes. This right here is the dorm that the school that we went to teach the students. That's at the mission. There's a mission at this place. That's part of the groundwork at the mission. You can't see the mission behind those trees there. I'm not a photographer, so don't worry about it. But anyway, this is the place where we did the seminars. This is a school here. Okay, you see some of the students chilling out there. Those are some of the Gordon Webb students there under the porch. Some more of them. Okay, y'all know this guy here. Anyway, this is John Mitchell here. He's trying to preach to these people. And this is my translator here. This church is 110 years old. And they've had 18 pastors, and they just installed another pastor a couple of weeks before we got there. All right, that's me again. And this is a seminar that we did at the school. These are the students. These are the Cuban students here. We're sort of in the background waiting our turn to get up to teach. And this is the food. That's rice, that's chicken, that's pork, that's cucumbers, all good stuff there. Some stuff I thought I'd never eat. But anyway. And this is the whole group here. This is house here. This guy right here, his name is Oreo, the guy sitting on the floor there with the blue shirt. This is his wife in the pink beside him. He's one of the youth pastors there, and he was telling us that the average pastor makes $25 a month. This is a month, okay? And he says, no worries, we're happy. So they're happy serving God, even though that it is tough. These people are on fire for God, okay? And this guy right here, he's over the youth. They have 1,000 youth. But the way that they have service, they have to come at certain times. They give each group 2 hours. So you'll see in a little bit how these guys meet. They have to meet on different times and different days to house. Their church is not big enough, so they have house churches, and then they gather at the church itself. Okay, that's me. That's my professor there. That's Dr. Palomino. That's me. This is the pastor's church that I preached in. And this guy right here is a pastor also. And this fruit right here, I didn't know what it was, and he told me to try it. And I thought it was a peach, but he said, no, no peach. So do anybody know what this is? Yeah, mango. There you go. That's what it is. But anyway, he said, no, it's mango. So they pull these right off the tree outside the kitchen here. So this guy right here invites me in. He called me his big brother. All right, but this guy right here, we had a good conversation. He was telling me, he said, you know us Cubans hate Americans. You know, and I'm thinking, why are you telling me this? I mean, you know. But he said, no worries, no worries, okay? He said, it's not America, it's the people. He said, but God's kingdom is everywhere. He said, and we're all brothers and sisters, so we need to learn to love each other. The Cubans need to learn to love Americans, and Americans need to learn to love Cubans. So we had a good conversation there. Good guy. And this young lady here, she's 27 years old. At age 15, she went on the mission field. She walked 5 miles a day to go to the school to be trained to be a missionary for 5 years. So she has a good story there she was sharing with us. This is one of the other pastors here, okay? And this is the youth here, okay? Is this the one, is this the video? I'm at the end yet? Okay, hold on 1 second. It. All right. And I just want to say thank our media team, thank Russell for getting this together for me. And I just wanted to share some of that with you guys. But I hope you enjoyed the slideshow, okay? But Ed, could you tell us what they were? There you go.
Oh, I sure could. I was just ready to go for it. It was I give you glory, glory.
Glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And believe it or not, this is, I mean, though the government is controlling everything, these people are on fire for God. I mean, a lot of the stuff I didn't show, but they were out in the streets for hours just waiting to get into this service, you know. And we got to go there because we were guests and we were up front. But when you look out in the streets, they're waiting their turn to get in to worship God, you know. And it was just amazing just to see how these people are waiting, just waiting in the streets. And the whole street was just full of young people, older people, you know, just a variety of different people, you know, diverse and all that. But they were just waiting to get into the service, you know. And as we were leaving, you know, there was another group there waiting to go in, you know. So it was just amazing. You know, I was really touched by it. And, you know, someone asked me, would I go again? Sure, I would go again, you know, because God is doing something over there, you know. And it wouldn't surprise me if God didn't raise up one of these young people to overturn this government for the kingdom of God, you know. And that's how knowledgeable they are. They're not people that are ignorant to the things of God. And I use the word ignorant not in a bad way, but they are in tune with the Spirit of God, you know. And they are excited about what God is doing in their life, you know. And we asked them, you know, well, you know, is there anything we can do to help you guys, you know? And the first thing they say, pray for us, pray for us, you know. And they understand the government, you know. But, you know, God has got a way of raising up leaders that will lead with justice and righteousness, you know. And I know here in the States, we have, you know, we have it made pretty well. Anything we want, when we want it, drink water without having parasites or anything in it about getting sick, you know. And we just take it for granted, you know, sometimes how well we have it over here in America. But we thank God, even the soldiers that have given their lives, that we might have this freedom that we have. You know, and even, you know, even in the church, you know, and I don't say this to shame anyone, you know, but even in the church, we take for granted that when we worship God, that God owes us something. You know, we're entitled to his presence. You know, we're entitled for him to do something. But do you realize that God has done all that he's going to do for us? And a lot of people think, well, because we're America, we're God's nation. But how many know that's not true? It's the people that's in the nation that are kingdom people that are God's people. See, just because I'm in America don't automatically mean I'm God's child. But because I'm born again, like this young lady here that got born again Wednesday night, because I'm saved, because I'm washed in his blood, that qualifies me to be the child of God that I am. But I can't base my relationship with God based on America. Even though they fought for it, it's the land of the free, home of the brave, you know. But I think sometimes we take for granted, well, I'm an American, so I deserve. But I'm telling you that we as the body of Christ, as the church, we need to be grateful more than anybody because we understand it's not this culture that we're really in tune. Sometimes we're too in tune with the culture. But how many know we need to be in tune with the kingdom agenda? The kingdom agenda, not religion. And I know we use that word for everything. Well, you know, I'm a religious person. Run into a guy over there in Cuba. You know, we were sitting out, and he was talking to us, and he said, you know, I'm not a religious person. I said, well, thank God you're not. And it blew his mind. He said, what do you mean? You mean you don't think I should know God? I said, it ain't about religion. It's about relationship. You know, and come to find out, he was one of the bigwigs over there. How did that work for me? But anyway, I said, God love you, brother. God love you, you know. But I want to share just out of my heart for about 5 minutes. I know I'm conscious of time. It's 10 minutes till, okay? Say it's 10 minutes till. Is that clock correct? Okay, it's 10 minutes till. Can John preach in 5 minutes?
Yes.
Believe me, it's going to be his help. Okay, listen, I want to share this with you. Say system.
System.
We got to get away from the old system. The old system, we're trying to operate in a new system, but we're trying to use old tactics. And it's not working for us. What we got to do, what we have to do, is come out of the old system. Because the old system has shame, guilt, fear, inferiority, all the shame, all the guilt, all the stuff that was passed down through Adam. How many know it works in the old system? And what Jesus came to do is bring us out of the old system. This is why Jesus, when he taught, he said, no man takes an old piece of cloth and put it on a new garment. Or you don't put new wine into old wine skins lest they burst. What Jesus is literally saying is there is a new system that's called the system of the kingdom of God that is not operated by a religious system, but is operated by a government that is governed by God. Good to them that the principles that Jesus taught was that we should love our enemies. We should do good to them that hate us. It's not just a religion, but it is a system that's built on the inside of us that will cause us to begin to function and to be governed by that system. See, this is why a lot of times the old system, if I go back to my genealogy of my parents, my dad did this, he did this, he did that, he did that. But how many know because I'm informed about the new system, I don't have to identify with who my daddy was. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And that new creation means that he is a new species, but we got to do away with the old way of thinking and the old system that we grew up in. I don't have to be like my daddy. I don't have to be like my uncle. I can create my own system because the system is not built on my daddy's generation, but it is the generation of Jesus Christ who loved me and died for me and resurrected on the third day that I would have right to the tree of life. Amen? So he came to change us. You know, and I want to give you a word here that the Spirit of God spoke to me. And he said, I didn't come to condemn people, but I come to inform them, to make them aware of who they really are and whose they really are. That's the new system. See, as long as I'm going around with a tag, I never amount to anything. Every time I put one foot forward, I take two back. The devil is a lie. You don't have to do that. What you have to do is renew yourself in the Word of God. Change the way you think by renewing your mind through the Word of God. See, Jesus didn't come to condemn us, but he came to give us life. The Bible says in John 3:16, we know that, but what about John 3:17? He sent not his son into the world to condemn the world or to sentence the world to death, but he came that we might what? Have life in it more abundantly. The Bible said he sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And men love darkness rather than light so that their deeds will not be manifested. But people are not going to hell because of their sin problem. They're going to hell because they reject the message of Jesus Christ. I sent love to rescue you and you refused to accept my love. I sent peace to you to bring between you and I. That's why the Bible says in Romans 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with him. We're not hostility. No, there's no hostility between me and God anymore. There's not a gulf between you and God anymore. He has made peace with you. In other words, you are at one with him again. Peace with God. So he's not mad at you. He's not angry with you. He want to inform you. He want to make you aware of what he's really done. And pastor's been preaching on the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. To inform us, to make us aware of our righteousness, of our peace. This is a big one. Get ready. Our joy. Why? We see so many Christians without joy. And Jesus prayed that your joy might be full. Joy comes because you know who you are in Him. Notice I didn't say happiness. See, happiness is based on what's happening. Right? But joy is a fruit. And guess what? It's developed in you. It's in you. You can start feeding on joy. That's why David said, David didn't say, restore to me the war that I had with. No, David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. How many know the joy of the salvation? How he rescued me. How he lifted me up. How he cleansed me. How he loved me. You know, how he was there when no one else was around, seeing me crying and having a fit because things are not going right. He was there all the time. I love that song. He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently on me. He was there all the time. You know why he was waiting? He was waiting on John to come to an end of himself. He said, I'm still here, son. He started in the beginning with, I am Emmanuel, God with us. He finished in Matthew 28, and he said, but I never leave you or forsake you. One beginning and one end, but he said, I never forsake you, John. See, that's what's going to determine whether we have joy or not, is knowing. And this know is a relationship. To know by relationship, by intimacy, by kissing the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you not know the... I got 2 minutes. Did you not know that a kiss is the most intimate thing that you could do? Now, don't, if you ain't married, keep them lips to yourself. Okay? Just got to say, you got to make yourself, you got to make sure you tell. Well, you know, but I love. No, keep that to yourself. Hold it for the right one, him or her, you know. Come on. All right? But if you're married, that's the intimate thing. Because it sets off everything else. And guess what? We can kiss the Lord Jesus. Become intimate with him. That's what we long to do, right? Amen? Remember this. He didn't come to condemn you. He didn't come to make you feel guilty about yourself. He didn't come to tear you down. But he wants you to be aware. He come to make us aware of his goodness. Because it is the goodness of God that lead man to repentance. We tried condemning them and putting them in hell. And guess what? It did for a while, but it didn't stick. But if we'll teach him how much he loved, it'll stick. Because it's the goodness of God that leads men and women to repentance. When they see how good God is to us, they'll begin to say, I want some of that. Amen? I got more, but I got to stop. Somebody said he couldn't do it. I'm not out to prove you wrong, but I'm conscious of time, okay? All right? But remember that God is not against us. He loved us, and he want to make us aware. Do you not know if the Spirit of God didn't make us aware, we would continue in our own ways? But many of us, sometimes he show us and make us aware, and we want to rebel. I want it my way. But I'm going to tell you now, you're fighting against one that you ain't going to win. So you might well as just stick them up and surrender and say, okay, Lord, I don't understand, don't feel good, don't understand it, but because I know it's you dealing with my heart to make me aware of this, I yield to you. And see, we've used this word, we're blessing. He's going to bless you. Let me tell you something. Got to tell you this. To bless, think about this, is to empower you to function. We've took bless. Oh, the Lord, I'm blessed and highly favored. Yes, you are. But he blesses you to empower you to function. Jesus. See, when he blessed Adam and Eve, when he blessed Adam, he said, God blessed them and told them to do what? Multiply and fill the earth with all humankind. What God did to them, he blessed them, he empowered them to function, to bring forth family. See, he want to bless you not so you can have goosebumps, but he want to empower you to be a blessing that you would in turn affect someone else. But as long as we want to tiptoe, oh, I'm blessed. What does it mean to be blessed? It means to be empowered, to function. Okay. Glory, glory, glasses, glasses. Thank you. Amen? Can you digest that? So quit running around. You know, if God just blessed me, when he blessed you, it is to empower you to function. See, and that's what God want to do. He did it for Adam. Guess what? He's going to do it for us. He want to bless you. Well, God blessed me with a bunch of money. Guess what? Share it. He empowers you with that. He gives us power to gain what? Wealth. Other words, he empowers you to get wealth. Amen? Yes. Father, we thank you today, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you will empower us. You've already given us the power of the Holy Spirit, Father. You've blessed us beyond measure. And you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Father, we know that your Holy Spirit is making us aware of who we are, whose we are, and what you've called us to do, Father. And God, we realize today, Father, that even seeing the videos, Lord, of the soldiers, God, we lift up these families. We pray your comfort on them, Lord. And God, we pray that you will bless our church family tomorrow, God. We pray, God, as Pastor Terry has already encouraged us, to pause and give you thanks, Lord, in remembrance of those that have given their lives, that we may lay down at night without bombs or anything going off around us. And God, we're so grateful, Father. We thank you so much, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. And God, I thank you for this church family. I thank you for the media team, the sound teams, God. God, that so wonderfully put things together that we can see. Even over in Cuba, we can bring it here and just give them a glimpse of what's taking place, Lord. God, we pray and we bless you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Pastor. Okay. You said go ahead and preach some more? Oh, nah. All right. Appreciate you guys. If you would stand. Y'all want to stay for some more? I mean, we got more. I mean, we can serve a little bit more. No, just kidding. Look at your neighbor and say, he just kidding. Okay. Father, we bless them today, Father, as we depart from this place. Never your presence. Watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.